joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A terrorism advisory bulletin is warning of a heightened threat environment in the U.S. after strikes on Iran this weekend. CBS's Sam Vinograd.
We are likely at the most heightened threat level that we've been in decades.
Rebecca Weiner is a New York City counterterrorism official on a stepped-up security presence there.
With an actor like Iran, it really is about intel, working with partners, monitoring tips and leads. So that is our standard operating procedure as it relates to Iran.
It's not just here. The State Department has doubled the number of emergency evacuation flights for Americans who want to leave Israel. And now diplomat workers are being told to leave countries in close proximity to Iran. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
The State Department ordered the departure of non-essential diplomatic personnel and family members from Lebanon, citing the volatile and unpredictable security situation in the region. It also said it was drawing down additional American personnel from its mission in Iraq. But there were no announcements of U.S. government assistance being provided to private citizens wishing to depart either place.
President Trump is hinting at a regime change in Iran. CBS's Willie James Inman from the White House.
He described the damage to them as monumental. In a social media post, the president also wrote, quote, "It's not politically correct to use the term regime change, but if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change?"
Tens of millions of people across the Midwest and East are enduring dangerously hot temperatures. It goes from Maine down to Mississippi.
Extreme heat warning means it's here. Take action. And many major cities are in that realm, which means you need to stay inside and stay hydrated. Baltimore, over 110 the next couple of days. New York City, 105. These are feels like temperatures.
CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has until midnight to either sign or veto bills passed from this legislative session. One of the biggest bills puts a ban on hemp-derived THC products. Bryce Hartness runs a vape store in Austin.
It robs us the ability to give people their medicine. It's detrimental to a lot of farmers, a lot of businesses out there. It's kind of sad.
If it becomes law, all THC and THC variant products would be illegal to use, sell, and possess in Texas. It is Game 7, winner take all in the NBA Finals tonight in Oklahoma City, but Indiana's Tyrese Haliburton, who was playing with a strained right calf, went down with a lower right leg injury in the first quarter. Pretty much the entire Pacers playing, coaching, and medical staff surrounded him on the court once he got hurt, and he was quickly ruled out for the rest of the game. The Thunder is leading the Pacers 81-68. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
KFC Phillips are back. Four delicious meals for just $7 each. That's great news for everyone, except the driver in F1, the movie, who only gets 2.5 seconds for a pit stop. 2.5 seconds? That's not enough time to indulge in juicy original recipe chicken. Oh, and he's gone. creamy mashed potatoes, sweet pie poppers, and a medium drink, well, the rest of us can take as long as we'd like to enjoy any KFC $7 fill-up. Then see F1 the Movie starring Brad Pitt. Only in theaters June 27th. Rated PG-13. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
There's a new push in California to stop law enforcement officers from masking their identities during public encounters. CBS's Elise Preston in Los Angeles, where immigration enforcement arrests have proved controversial.
California State Senator Scott Wiener has co-authored the No Secret Police Act, which would prevent federal agents who all work under the U.S. Department of Homeland Security from covering their faces.
Secret police are when you have people, they're wearing a mask, they're not identifying themselves, and they're literally just grabbing people and taking them away.
DHS said on social media, masks are needed to protect agents who are facing a 400% increase in assaults.
A hot air balloon caught fire and tumbled from the sky in Brazil this weekend, killing 8 people. 13 others on it survived. Footage shared by local news there showed billows of smoke coming from the balloon in flames as it hurled toward the ground. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear skies tonight, breezy conditions continue. We'll see lows in the mid-70s. Extreme heat warning continues for Monday. Sunny, hot, and humid. Windy as well, highs in the low 90s. For Monday night, showers and storms possible. Lows around 71. 79 Tuesday. Right now, it's 87.
what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We're not bad people, we're not dirty, we're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination.
On my arm. Oh yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have the boat is down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
The Racine Raiders continue their season battle against more teams this week. Saturday night at Horlick Field, the Alabama Beavers gnaw their way to Racine. The Racine Kilties will perform at halftime. The Racine Raiders and Alabama Beavers, Saturday at 7 at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you think you know the story behind Summerfest, you may be surprised to learn this. Summerfest didn't start on Milwaukee's lakeshore. Opening to the booms from an air show, the 9-day event in July of 1968 also included car races, soccer matches, and of course, music of all sorts. It was held at more than 35 different locations across the city. Research shows the first several years didn't make money, but rather than give up, organizers moved everything to what had been a 15-acre Cold War missile site and airport along Lake Michigan. This big decision to find a permanent site in the 1970s grew to what's known as the Big Gig, and now runs the next 3 weekends, noon to midnight. More history and information right here next week, and event details at summerfest.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
Excitation, good, 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 good Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Afternoon, really, Yeah.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Have nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. We'll be right back.
old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. The NBA has its champion after tonight's Game 7 of the Finals. The call on ESPN.
For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
The Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91. The Pacers lost star Tyrese Haliburton early in the game due to a serious